بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم صدق الله العظيم. Respected listeners, we are coming to the end of the month of Shawwal, and the month of Dhul-Qa'dah will be starting very soon. So after the month of Ramadan, we had the month of Shawwal, which is coming to an end, and the month of Dhul-Qa'dah is about to start. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse that I just quoted, that inna 'iddata ash-shuhuri 'inda Allahi 12 shahran fi kitabillah yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard, that the amount of months according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth are 12 months. And from those 12 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, minha arba'atun hurum. From the 12, 4 are sacred. So 4 months have extra special virtue. And in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains this, that minha arba'atun hurum, thalathun mutawaliyatun. The three of them are together, and those are Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, and Muharram. And the fourth one is Rajab. So we are about to start that month which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has called sacred. And Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says that in these sacred months, the reward of the deeds are multiplied by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the same way, the sins that are committed in these sacred months, the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carried out in these sacred months, they are more severe and more serious. Just like in the month of Ramadan, the deeds are multiplied, the sins are considered more serious because of the sacredness of the month. In the same way, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, and also Rajab, in these 4 months, the same rule apply. And the Arabs at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they understood this. In fact, the people of Jahiliyyah, one of the reasons Dhul Qa'dah is known as Dhul Qa'dah is because it means the month in which the people sit. Qa'dah means to sit. So the people of Jahiliyyah, the Arabs, even pre-Islam, they would sit, meaning they would control themselves and they would not fight against each other in this month. And this month is also the month before the month of Dhul Hijjah, in which the Hajj takes place. And we know regarding the days of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in an authentic hadith that afdalu ayyam ad-dunya, that it's the best days of the world. The point is that we are going to be starting a very sacred month, and we have to be aware of this. It's unfortunate that the only real time where we look out for the moon or for the Islamic months is the month of Ramadan and Shawwal. The month of Ramadan for the starting of the month of Ramadan, and then Shawwal for Eid. And apart from this, sometimes we do not even know which Islamic month it is, which Islamic year it is. And this shows our lack of connection with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That because we are living in the West, we are living among the non-Muslims and the kuffar, then in some things we become like them. and we slowly, slowly lose our identity. So the main purpose of today's khutbah and today's reminder is just to remind everyone that we are about to start the Ashhur-e-Hurum. And we have to be extra careful. We have to treat these months as sacred. One of the objectives of the month of Ramadan was to gain taqwa. And when a person honors and respects those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sacred, then that's a sign of taqwa. The Quran says, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. That whoever honors the sacred things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, then that's a sign that it's from the taqwa of the heart. So one of the signs that a person has taqwa is he honors, he respects, and he looks out for those things which are considered hurumatillah, which are considered the sacred things of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he honors and he respects the Kaaba. He honors and he respects the believer. He honors and he respects the Quran, which is the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He honors and he respects the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the same way, he honors and he respects the sacred signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in these months, we have to be extra careful that we carry out the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we prepare. In some ways, it's much more easier because Ramadan was just around the corner. So we have some practice already. So we try and continue what we were doing in the month of Ramadan, or to some extent, to prepare for the best days of the world, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about, right? Which is the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, and the nights of Dhul-Hijjah as well. And together with that, I should also mention that those of us who have not performed our Hajj, which is an obligation, and have the means to do so, then there is still time to book the Hajj journey for this year as well. Because we never know whether we are going to be around next year or not. If we have the means and we have not performed Hajj, and it's an obligation upon us, it has become fard upon us, and then we have to hasten towards booking in the Hajj and to prepare for the Hajj journey, learn about the Hajj journey, and then go on that Hajj. And let it not be that shaitan keeps us delaying us until the day comes that our soul is taken away and this obligation, one of the arkan and one of the pillars of Islam, we have not fulfilled. In the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is a very severe warning for that person who had the ability, who had the means to perform Hajj, and he did not perform Hajj, and then he passed away. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it doesn't matter whether he passes away as a Jew or as a Christian. And the ulama explained that there is a fear that that person can leave this world without Iman and without Islam. So what a great loss that would be. So if we have not performed our Hajj, we have the means to do so. If our children who are baligh have not performed Hajj and they have the means to do so, then first help them, assist them, and encourage them to go for this journey of Hajj, and then later think about the dunya and whatever else that we want to think about. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the true understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to prepare for the month of Dhul-Hijjah and also take maximum benefit from these sacred months. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Thank you.
The brothers from the first saf to the last saf, just stand up and make the sufuf. So we can start on time, inshallah. Jazakallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers, the month of Shawwal is coming to an end. And the month of Dhul-Qa'dah is about to start. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Qur'an that out of the 12 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept 4 of them sacred, which means that they have more virtue. The deeds that are done in those months, the rewards are multiplied. And if any disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes place in these months, then it's considered to be more severe and more serious in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone who honors and respects the sha'air of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sacred, then this is a sign that he has taqwa in his heart. And this has been mentioned in the Qur'an. So we are about to start these months. The month of Dhul-Qa'dah is that month in which even the mushrikun, the non-Muslims and the Arabs at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and before the nubuwah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to honor and they used to respect. So they would stop their fighting and they would sit down. And that's the reason why the month is called Dhul-Qa'dah. So the main purpose of today's khutbah is to just to remind ourselves that this sacred month is about to start. And after this month, we have the month of Dhul-Hijjah, in which the people will leave for Hajj, which the Prophet ﷺ has described as the best of days, in which on the day of Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not free more souls frees more souls on the day of Arafah than any other day of the year. So very, very sacred days are in front of us, and we have this month of Dhul-Qa'dah to prepare for the month of Dhul-Hijjah. And also, I should remind everyone that if we have not performed our Hajj, and we have the means to do so, and then it is an obligation, it is a fard, it's one of the rukan from the arkan, one of the pillars from the pillars of Islam to perform our Hajj. So if we have the means to do so, then we should give it priority and preference. And if we don't, and no one knows when they will die, every other day, every other week, we get a reminder that someone young passed away, someone old passed away, someone in our family passes away, someone suddenly passes away. The cause of death is unknown. Every week we are getting reminders. And the reality is that we don't know when our life will end. And the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has a very severe warning for those people who had the ability to go for Hajj, who had the means to go for Hajj, and they did not go for Hajj. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that let them die as a Christian or as a Jew. And the ulama explained that there is a warning in here that this person might leave the world without Iman and without Islam. So the warning is very severe. We have to prioritize the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over other trivial things, over things that, you know, we'll come and go. On a holiday or on something else, we spend large amounts of money on a wedding. We spend large amounts of money. These things only last for 1 or 2 days. And after that they are finished. But this is a fard of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to give it importance. You have to make preparations. And there is still time to book even this year. If you have the means, then make the intention. Learn about Hajj. Go to the ulama. They will be able to guide you. And inshallah, you will be able to go this year as well. First we have to make the intention. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the true understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to take maximum benefit from these blessed days. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل بدعة ضلالة قال الله تعالى إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم عباد الله إن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد خلق الزمان واختار منه ما شاء ففضله فجعل هذه الأشهر 4 حرما عظم فيها الحرمات وشدد فيها النهي عن الظلم ورفع فيها درجات الطاعات وقد بين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذه الأشهر بيانا واضحا وقد بين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذه الأشهر بيانا واضحا فقال إن الزمان قد استدار كهيئته يوم خلق الله السماوات والأرض السنة 12 شهر شهرا منها 4 حرم 3 متواليات ذو القعدة وذو الحجة والمحرم ورجب مضر الذي بين جمادى وشعبان رواه البخاري ونحن اليوم على أبواب شهر عظيم من هذه الأشهر وهو شهر ذي القعدة أول الأشهر 3 المتتابعة وهو شهر جعله الله زمانا للكف عن الظلم وضبط النفس والتهيئ للطاعة قال الله تعالى فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وهذا نهي يدل على عظم شأن الظلم في هذه الأزمنة وأن المعصية فيها أشد وأعظم خطرا وقد قال عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما جعل الله الظلم فيهن أعظم والعمل الصالح والأجر أعظم فدل ذلك على أن السيئات تتضاعف من جهة الإثم كما تتضاعف الحسنات من جهة الأجر أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، عباد الله، اتقوا الله تعالى. قال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد. وهذا أمر بالمحاسبة والاستعداد. وقال سبحانه: وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم، فبادروا بالتوبة وأكثروا من الاستغفار. واعلموا أن الله أمركم بأمر عظيم بدأ فيه بنفسه. قال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم وترحم وتحنن على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين. اللهم بارك لنا في الأشهر الحرام وأعنا فيها على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم أصلح قلوبنا وطهر نفوسنا واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Please ensure yourself is straight. If there are any gaps in between or in front of you, then please fill them. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. وآخرين منهم لما يلحقوا بهم وهو العزيز الحكيم. ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. قل يا أيها الذين هادوا إن زعمتم أنكم أولياء لله من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين. ولا يتمنونه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين. قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله